Ule Tiger and Naked Owlman proudly present an original erotic audio series, Chastity, Chapter 1, The Arrival.
Well, here I am, my new home.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for Freshman Orientation Day at Edward Teller University. We welcome all of our new students from near and far and wish them luck on this exciting new step in their journey through life. If you have any questions, our faculty and staff are eager to assist. Otherwise, take some time to get settled in at your assigned dormitory before enjoying all the refreshments and games kindly provided by our hardworking ETU Activities Board. Thanks, and welcome to all the new students at Edward Teller University.
This place is amazing! It is one thing to see pictures on a computer screen, but to actually be here in person, it is even more beautiful than I imagined. The trees are so green, the sky is so clear and blue, and the smells? Nothing like back home at all. The next 4 years are going to be such a delightful experience. I definitely made the right choice to come here, even if Mother and Father are uncomfortable with me being so far from home. I suppose I should probably drop off my belongings at my dorm room before doing anything. Says on the letter here that I have been assigned to Dreyfus Hall. Should be over that way, or wait, is it over there? Oh, this map is very difficult to interpret. Let me see if... Oh, I see an older student just over there. Perhaps he will be able to guide me. Excuse me, fellow university student. Would you be kind enough to point me in the direction of the building indicated on this sheet of paper?
What's that? Oh, Dreyfus Hall. Yeah, go down that way and take a left. It'll be the tall brick building on the right. Can't miss it.
Oh, wonderful! Oh, thank you for the helpful and detailed directions. I hope you have a pleasant day.
Yeah, sure. You too. Goddamn foreign students.
Well, he seemed pleasant. And it appears that all of those language studies I did before leaving home paid off. He was able to understand what I was saying without any difficulty. Now then, take a left and look on the right. There it is! Dreyfus Hall, just like he said.
Welcome to ETU. Hi there!
Hello to you as well. I believe I have been assigned to live in this particular building.
Awesome! Let me take a look at the sheet here. Could I get your name, please?
My name? My name is... Cherry. Cherry Andromeda.
Cherry? That's cute. Like the tattoo on your neck there, huh?
Right, yes. The tattoo and my name are the same.
Great, that makes it easy to remember, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm Anita, and I'm the RA here. If you have any questions or issues or just need to vent about something, you can usually find me in room 101 when I'm not in class. I'm always happy to listen if you have any problems.
Oh, thank you for the offer of assistance, Anita. I have no problems currently, but I will inform you in a timely fashion if any should present themselves during my stay at this university.
Sorry if I'm way off, but sounds like you're not from around these parts, Cherry. Mind if I ask where you're from?
All right, whatever you do, do not panic. You knew you would be asked this question at some point. Just remember what you practiced. You are not way off, Anita. I am from very far away. I come from Newfoundland.
Oh, I've always wanted to visit Germany. Such a lovely country. Well, guten Tag to you, Cherry, and we're happy you came so far to join us here. Now then, let me find you on the sheet here. Let's see. Andromeda. Oh, here you are. Looks like we have you assigned to room 118. Your roommate hasn't gotten here yet, but I'm sure you two will get along just...
Wait. I apologize for speaking over you, but did you just say roommate?
Yeah, roommate. All the dorm rooms in Dreyfus Hall are double occupancy. It'll be weird at first, I know, but you'll...
No, there appears to have been some mistake. In my application for this university, I made sure to specify that I must reside by myself. It is very important that I have my own room.
Looks like they forgot to note that here. But hey, don't worry about it, Cherry. Everybody gets a little anxious at first about having to live with some stranger for the first time. But I'm sure Sandra will be just as nervous as you when she gets here. Trust me, Once you've lived together for a while and gotten to know each other, I bet you'll end up being the best of friends.
But please, understand, Anita, it is not that I'm nervous. As I stated in my application, I have a medical condition. A rash on my skin that is quite unpleasant to look at.
Really? Well, no need to be self-conscious. I'm sure it's not that bad.
No, it is. It is a very serious condition. Extremely unsightly and with a fair bit of discharge. And in order to treat my condition, I must apply specially medicated lotion several times a day. I am told that the lotion has a particularly strong aroma.
Oh, dear. Well, maybe if...
And that is not the only medical issue that plagues me, I am afraid to say. I must also deal with a recurring stomach virus. When it flares up, it can lead to extremely large and foul-smelling...
Okay. I don't... No more details needed. Just hold on a second. Let me take a look and see what I can work out. Oh, jeez. Am I really going to have to put somebody with her? This is going to be a disaster. Not like I have any other options. Well, here's hoping that Sandra can put up with that loud mouth for at least a semester. Okay, Cherry, sorry for the mix-up, but I shifted things around a bit and you should be by yourself in 118 now.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you ever so much for your understanding, Anita.
Not a problem, Cherry. Your room is just down the hall on the left. Keys will be on the desk as you go in. Let me know right away if there are any problems.
I will be sure to do that. I hope that you have a pleasant day.
You too, and welcome to... Oh, wait! I almost forgot. Did you want to sign up for the orientation tour?
Orientation tour? What is that?
We have some sophomores who volunteered to show the freshmen around. Just something to help get the lay of the land here on campus. You want me to put you down for the tour?
It does sound interesting, but I did have a very long flight to arrive here. I was hoping to rest for a bit.
Hey, I understand completely. Tell you what, I can tell your tour guide to give you some time to get situated and come by in about an hour or so. Sound like a plan?
Thank you. Yes. I will await the tour guide's arrival in approximately 60 minutes.
Great. Let me know if you have any questions. Welcome to ETU. Let's see. Who should I assign to? Ooh, yeah. He'll be absolutely perfect. Wish I could see the look on his face when he lays eyes on her.
That was a close one. Oh, there was no way I would have been able to make it through 4 years here with a roommate. So many things I would need to keep hidden. So, this is my room. A bit smaller than I imagined, but if things go as I hope, I should not be spending too much time here. Now, I have a few minutes to change out of these clothes and... Huh? Who could that be? Oh, really? Not here for 30 minutes and already they are calling me from back home. I suppose I should answer. I am certain Father would not let up until I let him and Mother know I made it okay. Hello, Father? Yes, Father, I made it in one piece. The intergalactic transit beam did not leave any vital body parts behind, trust me. No, Father, nobody saw me. The transport site was out in the middle of the woods. Quantum scanners showed no sentient beings around for miles. You really need to stop worrying so much. I know how risky it is, Father, but this is something I have to do, okay? Better to spend the next 4 years here on Earth than somewhere like Kubota or Gowron 3 or... Gowron 4. No, I remember. You said it only a few dozen times before I left. Do not allow anyone to know your true nature. The consequences to our planet would be catastrophic. I know. Trust me. I'll be careful. Yes. Love you too, Father. Look, I will have to call you back later. I believe I am picking up some interstellar interference on my end, probably Aurora Borealis or something of that nature. At this time of day, yes. But give my love to Mother, okay? Talk to you later. Goodbye. Ugh. Parents. I wonder if Earthling parents are as annoying as the ones back on my home planet. Well, I suppose I have a couple of years to find that out. And everything else about the people on this pretty little blue planet.
Next time on Chastity.
Still a few minutes until the tour guide arrives. Should be enough time to explore this new body.